From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Elizabeth Edwards, the wife of former Democratic Senator John Edwards, has died after a long and public battle with breast cancer. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports Edwards will be remembered for the way she persevered.
Edwards was diagnosed with cancer in 2004, and doctors thought it was in remission. But in 2007, during her husband's second bid for the White House, Elizabeth Edwards learned the disease had spread. She also found out her husband had fathered a child with a former campaign videographer. In an interview with NPR in 2009, after releasing her second book, Resilience, Edwards said to her it meant,
I think that resilience is accepting your new reality. Even if it's less good than the one you had, the reality that you liked before.
In a statement made after she ended her cancer treatment, Edwards said what had sustained her throughout her life were family, friends, and faith in the power of resilience and hope. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
In a statement issued today, Edwards' family said, "Today we lost the comfort of Elizabeth's presence, but she remains the heart of this family." According to the online site WikiLeaks, the arrest of founder Julian Assange in London will not affect the release of secret U.S. diplomatic cables. As if to underscore that point, WikiLeaks released a dozen new cables today, including details of a NATO defense plan for Poland, Estonia, and Lithuania. A British judge sent Assange to jail while he fights extradition to Sweden, where he faces a sex crime investigation. The process is expected to take anywhere from a week to 2 months. President Obama is firmly defending the compromise he made with Republicans on Bush-era tax cuts, saying as much during a last-minute news conference today. We get details from NPR's Ari Shapiro.
President Obama has long accused Republicans of holding the middle class hostage to a tax cut for the wealthy. He did not back away from that metaphor in his news conference.
I think it's tempting not to negotiate with hostage takers, unless the hostage gets harmed. Then people will question the wisdom of that strategy. In this case, the hostage was the American people, and I was not willing to see them get harmed.
Liberals say the president should have gotten more from Republicans in exchange for his concessions. Mr. Obama responded that the urgency of this situation demanded that he reach a deal, because without it, taxes would have gone up for everyone on January 1st. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Justice Department officials say three of the nation's major pharmaceutical makers have agreed to pay $421 million to settle allegations the company's inflated prices for a number of their products. Government claims the company's new federal health care programs relied on the prices to set payment rates. Three firms involved were Abbott Labs, Braun Medical, and Roxanne Labs. Stocks gave up some of their gains, sharply pulling back on previous highs following news the federal investigators may be ramping up a probe of insider trading on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 3 points to close at 11,359. The NASDAQ was up 3 points. The S&P rose slightly less than a point. This is NPR. Irish lawmakers passed the first stage of the toughest budget in that country's history. It calls for big tax rises, a lowering of the minimum wage, and $8 billion in public spending cuts. Larry Miller reports from London there's strong resentment by many Irish who feel the budget was forced upon the country by the European Union and the International Monetary Fund.
Ireland's finance minister, Brian Lenihan, accepts the austerity budget will cause pain. He acknowledges this as a traumatic and worrying time for the Irish.
They are concerned that we had to seek external support to help us with our economic and financial difficulties. They are worried about the impact of this momentous and difficult decision on all our lives. Yet, in fact, even in this most intractable and complex crisis, there are clear signs of hope.
Outside Parliament, demonstrators protested the budget. Irish unions claim the budget lacks common sense and prioritizes banks over the poor. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The European Union is now acknowledging that its previous stress testing of banks may not have been stringent enough. The EU says as a result it will begin a new round of stress tests in February. On the 69th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, survivors today heard reassurances their sacrifice will be remembered. Head of the National Park Service today told a crowd of 120 survivors who traveled to Hawaii from around the country the Park Service will still be here telling their story long after the last veteran of the war is gone. Park Service Director Jonathan Jarvis speaking part of the dedication of a new $56 million visitor center for people paying respects at the memorial for the USS Arizona, which was sunk during the attack on December 7, 1941, and remains the burial ground for 1,000 sailors and Marines. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.
Support